Okay, so the first panic attack was at work. So circumstantially, I was sitting at a desk. I was working in a call centre selling mobile phones at the time, and there was a group. The team was around me. There was a lull in phone calls, so we were all talking, and I was probably holding people's attention with what I was saying. And about halfway through, I completely forgot what I was saying, and then I couldn't remember what came next, and then it just sort of, like I say, it took on a life of its own. Obviously, at the time, my adrenaline was shooting up. I couldn't get my words out. I felt people were looking at me. So there's a sense of sort of responsibility, a little bit of humiliation. I suddenly can't remember what I'm doing. Started to feel silly. Started to feel a bit odd. And then it all just—it's almost like a—it's just like this fountain that just sort of wells up. And I know it sounds dramatic, but it becomes uncontrollable. It's really strange because it probably only lasts, I imagine it's like a 10 second, 20 second experience for everyone else, but it feels like it's lasting days when it's inside. Everything slows down. I just froze. I completely froze because I didn't quite know what was happening. I couldn't get words out. I had a room full of people that I probably wanted people's respect, attention, I don't know. And so none of this is on your mind or not on our mind when we're talking, but when a panic attack comes in, the fact that you are after attention and respect, it all seems to come into the equation. Does that make any sense? It suddenly, everything seems to matter and everything seems to be really important. You can't think, it snowballs. This is important, that's important. You need to be doing this, you should be doing that. You've got to get out. There's 100 thoughts that come in at that particular time.
Cascade.
And you can't hold on to one because the next one comes and is slightly more important than the last one. And it's just becomes really, really difficult to cope with. But what I did, the only memory I have of it is freezing. Being a 21-year-old man, I laughed it off and kind of, you know, said, I don't know what happened and had a laugh with my friends. But it did shock me. And I know afterwards as well, I feel quite exhausted after a panic attack. It changes my day. If I have a panic attack, I'm not going to have a good day afterwards.